This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great nation that has just about concluded. There are still lawsuits. There are still challenges. There are still questions. But most of the races, most of the issues, most of the states in this last election have been settled. And so what do we have? We have a piece by a libertarian, and not a Libertarian Party member necessarily, but somebody who writes for a libertarian magazine called Reason. Nick Gillespie has a piece called Feeling Good About the Future After an Ugly Election. And he has lots of reasons that, as a libertarian, despite the underperformance that we talked about, of the Libertarian Party, lots of reasons that people could feel good about what just happened across the country. He says, is it wrong to feel good about a nasty, ugly, horrible election that isn't even officially over yet? I hope not, because I feel a hell of a lot better at the end of this week than at its start. When I looked at images of boarded up buildings and cities from Los Angeles to New York, Seattle to Miami, and pondered, for the first time in my long life, the possibility of election night rioting and street violence. That didn't happen. At virtually every level of contest, I'm happy to report that the results underscore just how out of step the two major parties are with the plurality of Americans who call ourselves independent. The Democrats were favored to win a solid majority in the Senate and expand their control of the House. Well, they still might gain a razor-thin majority in the upper chamber early next year when a couple of runoffs will be held in Georgia. But the Dems lost seats in the House, and liberals are still waiting for that blue wave that never came. The race for the White House will take a while to fully suss out, but we know enough to conclude that apparent winner Joe Biden could barely eke out a victory against an opponent whose approval rating is a dozen points below the historical average. The upshot is that neither party can pretend it has a mandate, which just might mean people in Washington will trim their ambitions for the next few years. New York Times Charles M. Blow, however, a columnist very much on the left, responded with anger and incredulity that, quote, the percentage of the LGBTQ voting for Trump doubled from 2016. That's true. Why would he be angry about that? Doesn't that show that Americans are less divided than before? He says that the percentage of Latinos and Asians voting for Trump increased from 2016, according to exit polls. Yet more evidence we can't depend on the browning of America to dismantle white supremacy and erase anti-blackness. But Nick Gillespie writes, it's a good thing that individuals cannot simply be defined by or reduced to their racial and ethnic identities or their sexual orientation. And so it's good to see another Times Opinion section staffer, Isvet Verdi, explicitly challenging crude identity politics. And he wrote that the reason the Latino vote befuddles is because it doesn't exist, nor do Latino issues. If we want to understand how Latinos vote, we should start by retiring the word Latino entirely, and maybe Hispanic, too. A term first used by the U.S. government in the 1970 census that is based solely on the language native to European settlers who conquered the Americas. These labels have served only to reduce us to a two-dimensional caricature, as if we were all poor brown immigrants who always vote Democrat. Well, not this time. It's a better world when we're talking about people, writes Nick Gillespie, as individuals rather than undifferentiated masses. And I was thinking about the points that he makes. And he also talks about something that Grover Norquist wrote about today in the Wall Street Journal. The fact that all across the country, in California and in Illinois, two of the most Democratic states in the country, people voted against raising taxes. They voted no on raising taxes. And that was true all across the country in different races. We're going to be talking with Grover about that. How did that happen? And that happened even in states that Biden carried overwhelmingly. So the message to Joe Biden is, you know, that big tax increase you were talking about? People didn't vote for that. That wasn't on the ballot, and where it was on the ballot, it got voted down. And that's important to keep in mind. There are three things I wanted to share with you that I think are worth celebrating, actually four, about the results of the election. One is the results of some of the initiatives. And we've talked about it before, but it's profound, the fact that they put in 10 times as much money as the people defending Proposition 209. This is in California, where they lost in an attempt to bring back race-based quotas and preferences and unequal treatment in the Golden State. I'm very glad they did. People fought it courageously and they won. One thing was the initiatives. Another thing is just the turnout, which is huge. It is a good thing when more people turn out. That means more people have some connection, some involvement in choosing their government. It indicates that people cared about this election more. And yes, that is partially the doing of Donald Trump, about whom people have very, very strong feelings. And the other two things were, if you actually look at the exit polls, and they're coming out with pretty good exit polls right now, what it shows is that people are less polarized by race. What does that mean? It means that Trump got far more votes in the black community than he got last time. He got far more Latino votes. And you know what? Biden got a whole lot more white votes and a higher percentage of white voters. In other words, you could look at the election results from last time and think, wow, if you're white, you got to be a Republican. And if you're black, you got to be a Democrat. And if you're Hispanic, you got to be a Democrat. Well, all of these communities, these racial identities were more divided. In 2016, Trump beat Hillary by 20 points among white people. He only beat Biden by 15. And in 2016, Hillary beat Trump by 79 points among black people. And this time it's down to, by 87, and that this time it's down to 79. It's a very, very different look. And by the way, the same applies to religion, is that Hillary almost washed out with evangelicals. Very few evangelicals voted for Hillary, 16%. Biden, a little bit more, 23%. For religious nuns, people who say, I have no religion, Trump almost washed out last time. This time, he did much better, went up from to getting 30% of that vote from 25%. The fact that people are crossing these lines, sometimes erasing these lines, actually voting on issues and evaluations of the candidate rather than on identity politics, that's a good thing and something worth celebrating. Is it time to try to drop some of the automatic assumptions that there is something about black identity that makes you inevitably a Democrat, that there's something about white identity that makes you overwhelmingly likely to be a Republican? I think it's good. It indicates a nation with more people making choices on their own based on who they want to support, not on who they are. And what about the end of the whole campaign process? We'll talk about that. What does Senator Schumer say? Well, you'll be shocked. We'll get to that and more coming up on The MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Senator Charles Schumer, who I hope will be very, very visible in the Georgia runoffs, because I think he will help to ensure that at least one of those two Senate seats, both of which are available in the state of Georgia, will go to the Republican candidates, two fine U.S. senators, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. So Senator Schumer had this message, not to the voters of Georgia, who are going to decide whether or not Senator Schumer gets to call himself the majority leader. And by the way, it's not even clear that he can, because the best that can happen for the Democrats at this point, because they've performed far less successfully on Election Day than many people had expected, the best that can happen for the Democrats if they win both seats is they have a tie, a 50-50 tie for control of the U.S. Senate. So you don't really get to be majority leader. They had that during the first year of President Bush's term, President George W. Bush, the second President Bush, where the election being so close also delivered a 50-50 Senate. And then it changed and flipped over to the Democrats when Jumpin' Jim Jeffords, who had been elected as a Republican, flipped parties. I don't think there's any chance of that happening in today's environment, having either a Democrat flip to the Republicans or a Republican flip to the Democrats. But Chuck Schumer said this to President Trump about the election results. Listen.
I say to Donald Trump, you lost. No more games. Go home. Go home to Florida. Stop delaying. Stop making up lies about the election. It was fair. There have been no irregularities found. You lost. You lost fair and square. And America now must forget you and move on and do the kinds of things, the big, bold action this country needs to get ourselves back on our feet.
Okay, this is not helpful. And it's not even smart politics, frankly. Because, again, Georgia was one of the most closely divided states in the country. Just about half of the voters in Georgia, President Trump is about a little bit less than 11,000 votes behind. And this in a big state with 16 electoral votes. And it's one of the closest states in the country, and yet he says he's speaking so contemptuously to President Trump. If all of the people who came out and voted for President Trump in Georgia come out to vote for Kelly Loeffler and for David Perdue, they'll both win. Because usually, of course, turnout goes way down. People feel like, oh, God, I've just done my duty. I voted. This runoff is so tremendously important. It's the center of the political universe right now. Look. Senator Schumer, it's a much more constructive point to make to encourage the president to investigate every avenue, to look at every detail, not to claim that there are no irregularities. I'm sure there are. There are in every election. But let the investigations and the litigation continue. Because actually, I have great confidence in our court system to sort it out. And I have great confidence that the result will be to certify that there is not enough irregularity in any state to overturn the election verdict for President of the United States in any state. That's never happened before. And it's not going to happen this time. And no, it never happened with Bush v. Gore either. That was a recount. It wasn't a question of irregularities. The Democrats tried to make it one. You may remember they brought up this stupid thing about the butterfly ballots in Palm Beach County, where they believed that the ballot had been designed in such a way that, and designed by Democrats, by the way, that elderly people looking for the name Lieberman on the ballot, because Joe Lieberman had lots of fans down in Florida. He was the first Jewish person ever nominated for a national ticket. And they were looking for Lieberman, and they saw Libertarian right where they thought Lieberman should be. And so they voted mistakenly for Libertarian, bringing up the Libertarians again. Yeah, come on. That was not a basis for undoing the count. And the same way that that George W. Bush was ahead by a little bit more than 1,000 votes in the first count, in the last count and in the final count, He was ahead by 527. Okay, you can shave off a couple hundred votes here and there, but none of these states, frankly, are that close. Not like Florida was in the year 2000. And that's why Alan Dershowitz, who was part of the president's legal team and a crucial part of the president's legal team in fighting the extremely misguided assault of impeachment, why Alan Dershowitz said this, clip 8.
Well, I've made it very clear that I'm not going to be involved in this. I don't see any constitutional issues involved here. I did not represent Mr. Trump. I represented the presidency. I thought that the basis for the impeachment was unconstitutional. I think this election has been conducted in a valid fashion. I don't see any legal arguments that would change the outcome of the election. There are some arguments in Pennsylvania about late ballots, but even if all those late ballots are discounted, Vice President Biden still wins the election overwhelmingly. So I think we can be secure that the next president of the United States will be Joe Biden.
Joe Biden has already gotten more lead in Pennsylvania than Trump had when he carried Pennsylvania last time. In both cases, about 40,000 votes. The Ted Cruz basically makes a case, as a good lawyer would, to let the process play out. This is clip 6. Listen.
We're hearing lots of allegations of a dead person voted. We heard a report from one county in Michigan where the election software mistakenly counted 6,000 votes that were cast for Donald Trump. It switched them to Joe Biden. Now, they apparently caught that, but that same software is used in 47 counties throughout Michigan. That needs to be examined to determine that there's not a problem counting the votes. And the legal process is how you resolve those questions. You know, one of the frustrating things, just as an American watching this, is you hear all these allegations of what's going on, and it's hard to know what the facts are. It's hard to know what the truth is. Well, we have a process for ascertaining the truth, which is that you can go and present evidence and test it in a court of law, and then those appeals will go up both through the state appellate system and the federal appellate system, and then this case could very easily end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, you mentioned Bush versus Gore, which I was part of representing then Governor George W. Bush. In the course of 36 days, we had multiple cases throughout the state of Florida. It went twice to the Florida Supreme Court. It went twice to the U.S. Supreme Court. It took 36 days to resolve, and we got an answer. I would expect a similar process to play out here.
Okay, but again, that's not a process of litigation or wrongdoing. It was a process of counting the votes and how you count, whether you count with hanging chads and whether the butterfly ballots impacted it in any way. Here, it's a different issue at the very, very bottom. We'll get to it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledging some of the election victories Republicans had last week.
According to preliminary results, voters across the nation elected and reelected Republican senators to a degree that actually stunned prognosticators. And then there's the presidential race. Obviously, no states have yet certified their election results. And President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
The United States is the first nation to surpass 10 million COVID infections. Johns Hopkins University says Texas, California, Florida, New York, and Illinois are the states with the most cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show, there is actually a smart piece with a totally revolutionary and somewhat shocking proposition, but he supports it. It's a piece by David Leonard, who's one of the editors at the New York Times. And by the way, it's not failing New York Times. They just posted some business numbers, and Trump has been incredibly good to them. Not because he wants to be. I mean, he's treated with great hostility by the New York Times, but they, in terms of the online traffic that they've generated and new subscriptions, this has been a banner year for the good gray lady economically. And look, and I am in favor of newspapers surviving, because it's a struggle in today's world. And the fact that the Times is prospering, okay, good for them. In any event, David Leonhard writes, if Democrats had nominated any candidate other than Joe Biden, President Trump may well have won re-election. It's impossible to know for sure, of course, but Biden won the states that decided the election narrowly by 2 percentage points or less. In Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, current vote counts suggest. And there is good reason to believe other Democrats might have lost these states and lost them badly. Consider, nationwide, Biden is faring about 2.4 percentage points better than the average Democratic nominee for House seats. That's according to Real Clear Politics. In several swing states, including Georgia, Michigan, and North Carolina, Biden also did far better than the Democratic nominee for Senate. Arizona is an exception where Mark Kelly, the Democratic nominee, did very well and won. In Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District, that's that one district in deep red Nebraska that Biden won, The Democrats nominated a Bernie Sanders-style candidate named Kara Eastman, who backs Medicare for All and was endorsed by progressive groups like the Justice Democrats. She was the one who was nominated for the House seat. In the same district that she lost her race by 5 percentage points, Biden won the district by 7 points. Okay, what is it about people that people liked about Joe Biden? It's not so much that they liked him, it's that they don't like people on the hard left, the woke left, the extreme progressive Democrats. It's not even that they don't like them, they're afraid of them. And Leonhardt goes on, he says, there's also a large dose of bad news for Democrats. Despite Trump's defeat, the Republican Party has retained its popularity in much of the country. A small but crucial segment of Americans chose to vote for both Mr. Biden and for Republican congressional candidates. This combination means that neither party has an obvious path forward. Democrats are almost certainly fooling themselves if they conclude that America has turned into a left-leaning country that's ready to get rid of private health insurance, defund the police, abolish immigration enforcement, and vote out Republicans because they are filling the courts with anti-abortion judges. Many working-class voters, white, Hispanic, black, and Asian American, disagree with progressive activists on these issues. Republicans, he says, have a different set of problems. They've lost the popular vote in 7 of the last 8 presidential elections, which is horrifying when you think about it. They now appear headed toward a messy struggle over who their new national leaders will be, or whether Trump himself will continue to dominate the party. And if that's what these rallies that Fox News was reporting on, what they're about, well, that's something to consider. Let me tell you something else to consider. There was a great deal of attention paid over the weekend to the loss of a terrific talent and apparently a wonderful man. I must say I've never met the late Alex Trebek. But it's kind of amazing to see people on every side of things talking about what a gentleman he was and how elegant and a self-deprecating sense of humor. And, of course, he hosted 8,000 Jeopardy shows. It's a lot. And, of course, passing away from pancreatic cancer, which he fought so nobly at age of 80, very much worth noting. But I wanted to take special note of another loss that the world suffered. And this is somebody that I knew fairly well. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks passed away on Saturday. The funeral was yesterday. And Rabbi Sacks had for 22 years been the chief rabbi of Great Britain. They used to call that post chief rabbi of the British Empire, but there's no British Empire anymore. And then of the Commonwealth, now it's Great Britain. But he served 22 years in that post. And I will tell you, for me, among Jewish scholars and leaders, he had no equal. He was the authoritative, kind, unfailingly persuasive, and loving voice of traditional Judaism. And I wanted to recall something that he said just a few weeks before he died. He said it in August of this year. And what Rabbi Sacks said is that it's important for members of clergy to studiously avoid showing an affinity for any candidate or a hatred for any candidate or another. Sacks was said that even as he grew close and provided advice to political leaders of many stripes, he never endorsed any or allowed rabbis under his supervision to engage in political advocacy or electioneering. I can see that is not the case in America, and I'm afraid American Jewry is making a big, big, big mistake, Rabbi Sacks said. This is not a small thing. It's a very, very big thing. And this, it seems to me, is the essence of what he had to say. You mix religion and politics, you get terrible politics and even worse religion. I'm afraid I have absolutely not the slightest shred of sympathy for anyone who, as a rabbi, tells people how to vote. And, of course, he's talking about the majority of rabbis in the Reform and Conservative denomination, overwhelming majority, would very clearly and outspokenly lean to the left. And there are some rabbis in the Orthodox world who lean to the right and will speak about it. But the idea of trying to tell people that there is some sort of religious imperative on how to vote, as Rabbi Sacks said, and I think we should remember it, it's a way you get terrible politics and even worse religion. May he rest in peace, and Zecher Tzadik Livracha, may the memory of the righteous Rabbi Lord, he was a member of the House of Lords, Jonathan Sacks, be a blessing for all of us. Coming up, there's actually a message that I think is going to please a lot of conservatives. A message from AOC. And at this point, given the fact that there are messages from other members of Congress about the disastrous nature of talking about defunding the police or the Green New Deal or anti-fracking, and that's a disaster for Democrats. So who says so? And how does AOC respond? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, Tim Ryan, you may remember, he ran for president briefly on the Democratic side, one of the 743 various Democratic candidates. But he is clearly a moderate Democrat. And he actually spoke, I think, very clearly about what the Democratic Party needs to avoid if they want to have better outings than they did this time, losing seats in the House of Representatives and losing a serious number of seats, and underperforming in their dreams of taking over the U.S. Senate, where the best they could possibly achieve would be a tie. Here is Tim Ryan of Ohio talking about what's wrong with his party.
Well, you got to keep these races local, and I think you've got to talk about unifying messages, which we've talked about for a while, around jobs and the economy, healthcare, bread and butter issues, pensions, and that's what I talked about a lot, you know, and my numbers were significantly down too, but we had to get out of that defund the police, the Green New Deal. I have a lot of building and construction trade workers who support me, who work in the natural gas industry, for example, of which I support, of obviously regulating it. But the idea of banning fracking, for example, would be a death knell. And I think Joe Biden and his campaign did an impeccable job, really, of threading that needle around, you know, being for the working class, advocating for the working class, and I think that's why you see him as the next president, because he was able to do that.
Okay, let's see if he continues to be able to do that and to stand up to those on his left. We'll cover the comments by AOC. There is one thing that's promising there about her future. She's in a bit of a mood and throwing a fit, so we will get to that next time. There was also, and this is in that piece by Nick Gillespie in Reason Magazine, it's a kind of thing that libertarians would support and celebrate. Nick Gillespie writes that there was a clean sweep of various initiatives to legalize medical and recreational weed in Arizona, in Mississippi. I mean, first they retire overwhelmingly by an overwhelming vote the Confederate flag on their state flag. Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota. In Washington, D.C., voters opted by a margin of more than 3-1 to make the use, possession, and cultivation of entheogenic plants and fungi, such as psilocybin mushrooms, law enforcers' lowest priority. Okay, I don't understand this. There's also a report that with Oregon legalizing every kind of disgusting and dangerous drug, and I'm talking about decriminalizing cocaine, methamphetamines, which are killers, decriminalizing heroin, everything. It's crazy. And now there's talk of bringing that to Washington State. I certainly hope not. Look, when you see the tremendous rise in drug-related deaths and overdoses, is criminalization, decriminalization really the way to go? They had a piece in the New York Times that had a picture of Nancy Reagan holding up a T-shirt and people around her, which said, "Just say no." If you may remember, that was part of what she was trying to do, getting people to stay away from drugs. And the whole piece in the New York Times style section was about how stylish it is today to just say yes. And this despite the abundance of medical evidence that continues to accumulate that, for instance, regular use of marijuana, meaning four times a day would be problematic indeed, but 4 times a week or more, that it has a negative effect on you. And if we can't get a handle on this problem of drugs, which are more dangerous right now, I mean, people talk about trying to regulate and guns to hit the murder rate. The murder rate has been going down for more than 20 years, and it's down much lower than it was. The rate of drug addiction-related deaths is higher than it's been and deserves real and serious attention. And tomorrow, speaking of things that deserve serious attention, there's a very chilling report by Barry McCaffrey, who, by the way, used to be head of the Drug Enforcement Administration. He was the drug czar under, I believe, for President Clinton. But he's a 4-star general, highly decorated. He is deeply, deeply worried about Armageddon because of the spread of nuclear weapons everywhere. And would a Biden overture to Iran to go back into the Iran nuclear deal to drop sanctions for Iranian promises not to develop nuclear weapons, would that be a more dangerous move? We'll be speaking to General McCaffrey next time on the Medved Show. We'll also be talking about AOC actually saying the words that she might not run for re-election because she doesn't feel enough love from her fellow Democrats. I hope that's true. I am afraid she almost certainly will run for re-election. We'll also be talking about, okay, what happens if President Trump doesn't concede and Joe Biden doesn't concede? How does the election get settled? And one of the things in a fascinating piece by a professor at Cambridge University is he talks about the off-ramps from the road to disaster. Meanwhile, speaking of a road to disaster, big movie that opened up in theaters. It opened up this weekend. How to Do? I'll tell you, but I'll also tell you about whether that's a movie that you need to consider. It stars Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. Two terrific actors. But is it worth going to let him go? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
K Kevin Costner and Diane Lane play a loving couple who want to recover their grandson after their son's widow takes him away to a questionable clan in the North Dakota Badlands in the dark new thriller Let Him Go. It's now playing in select theaters.
We're trying to locate a Donnie Wee Boy. He married our son's widow. Got our grandson with him.
I'll find you.
And that ominous sense of danger effectively permeates the film. Directed and written by Thomas Bazooka, based on a little-known novel, Costner and Diane Lane are both outstanding, creating vivid characters and generating profound chemistry on screen. But the bad guys arrayed against them are cartoons rather than characters. The movie earns a hard R rating for brutal confrontations that follow a truly hideous scene of mutilation. The filmmaking is lyrical and impressive, but as with the character's quest, I'm not sure it's worth the ordeal. 2.5 stars for Let Him Go. And Let Him Go has one of the more disturbing scenes I've seen in recent years. And the scene of mutilation I mentioned. And it also at least has the integrity, but doesn't make it any less difficult to watch, of showing you the hospital aftermath of that scene. It's a tough movie based on a bleak and lyrical novel by a writer named Larry Watson, who's considered to be the greatest current novelist in North Dakota. We also will be speaking tomorrow about this unbelievable thing in the city of Seattle, where the mayor has proposed $5.6 million to clean up parks, to clean up trash. I think that's great. But what's not great about this plan is they're only going to go forward to clean up trash if the city agrees to not disturb any of the homeless encampments. And they're everywhere. Like, is there any possibility, really, that something positive could be done to stop this affliction? Seattle's the 17th largest city in the country, and we have the third largest unsheltered population. One of the many euphemisms. We need to do something about it for the sake of, and in the tradition of, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.